Good evening, everybody. Welcome to United Review, joined by our kid, Abdullah, again. You alright?
I'm alright, yeah.
I don't know why you're wearing a coat.
It's cold in here, and I'm ill.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Please make sure to like the video and subscribe if you're new around here. It was inevitable it was going to come at some point, wasn't it? After nine perfect away games, Ollie's run, at least in the away games, comes to an end. First domestic defeat for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Can't get too mad about it. And as the title says, overreactions incoming. They won't be incoming here, but they will be incoming. And for starters, I wish I could put these on the screen, actually, because they're an absolute fucking joke, and that is the Arsenal account tweeting Unai's at the wheel and about the dance floor for Ozil. When he realised Ozil was playing when he took him off, shit knobhead. They don't help themselves.
Rattled they are, and
how in their heads are we that they couldn't wait to tweet that?
Because Alexis scored against them after calling him shit for months and Mkhitaryan's doing nothing for them, and Alexis has been bad for us. But the only good moment is that is against them. Then Jesse's dancing all over their place again. Ozil's been in detention for about 6 months, and he's finally pulled him out of the classroom in Emery to play him, and now he thinks he can talk it. Like,
you can take losing to most fan bases.
Oh mate,
the Arsenal fan base are horrendous.
They're horrible, mate.
They're horrible.
And they started it because they keep talking that all this crap, and just like once you beat them and you start talking up, they get all sad and like all annoyed.
But they got all excited, didn't they? That Paris beat us in the first leg.
Oh mate, and within was it 48 hours they went to like some next war zone and lost. Like, it's just funny because don't worry, them screenshots are staying, and you will bottle something this season because that's what you do. I'm thinking of going to watch Ben Arfa smack Hughes on Thursday night because that's what's happening. So yeah,
I've pulled out a couple of talking points. One is Fred. I thought he was both good and bad. One is Lukaku. One is Mason Greenwood. We'll come to those in a second. Someone in the comments saying, Housen won't say a word about Rashford. What gives you that impression? I didn't think Marcus was good today at all. I didn't think he should have played from the start. I said that in the preview, actually. I was going to drop him in a preview, put Marshall in, because he is carrying a knock. I thought both Marcus and Lukaku, on any other day, put a couple of those chances away and United win the game quite comfortable. Because let's be honest with ourselves, and I've seen some absolute maniacs online saying that this was... this was a domination by us. They scored from that weird free goal at the start. Yeah. It happens, it's football, no problem with that. Mm-hmm. And then a penalty which was soft as shit. The expected goals, which it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it does help illustrate the quality of chances a team had. Like when they when we beat them, when David De Gea was pulling out heroics, they should have won that game. Yeah. They didn't win that game because David De Gea pulled out heroics. The expected goals for this game should have been 2-1 United, and I think that would probably have been a fair reflection of the game.
I think we played worst away games in this run under Ollie, and we've won games. It was inevitable. It was always going to happen, and that's football for you, though. It is.
And there's not going to be any overreaction I thought it was a great game. I thought it was end to end. I thought Arsenal looked fantastic the first 10 minutes and they really put us under pressure, and I don't think United was ready for that. We came into the game a little bit. I think we played definitely looked like 4-4-2 early doors, but we'll come and have a look at the average positions in a second. It looked like 4-4-2 straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
But it didn't end up being like that because people moved around. Even Smalling and Lindelof swapped halfway through the game. Yeah. So I like the shape, but I thought it gave Arsenal too much freedom. That's the nightmare. If you play against a team that, especially when they play three at the back, that enables them to put five in midfield. When you've only got two essentially in midfield in the centre, that means that you're going to get overrun a little bit. And I thought a consequence of that, early doors at least, first 20 or so minutes, Arsenal overrun us in midfield.
Yeah.
Then we switched it, and let's have a look at the average positions, because when we switched it, now it looks like a standard three-man midfield.
Yeah.
Pogba up on the left-hand side there, usually where you see him in a three-man midfield. Fred on the right, he was obviously doing a bit more box-to-box, and then Matic at the base of that midfield. That's the sort of shape, that sort of like arrow almost, yeah, pointing one side, is what you see from a three-man midfield. Uh-huh. That's standard and that's to be expected and what you would expect to see from a three-man midfield. And then if you look at the average positions of Arsenal, the fullbacks are obviously getting involved in what they're doing with the ball going forward, looking at how high their line is. But the five of their main players, right down the middle of that there, coming through R2 and R2 centre-halves, is where Arsenal ended up finding a hell of a lot of space. Now, at the point that we switched it up, United started to get on top, and we actually then managed to start finding our feet in the game a little bit. And then we started to create chances, and once we started to create chances, I felt confident all the way through the game we was going to go and do it, but we didn't.
Yeah, I think I felt confident until, like, Rom sort of missed that chance, because when that comes across, you've got to put that away. And it's unfortunate, because Rom actually did pretty well, I think, at times in that game. He really covered himself in glory in terms of his touches and stuff. And, you know, that quick move that we did, that would have been pretty much goal of the season.
I'll tell you what.
Everything was good.
I wish
that.
I could show you highlights. I wish I could show you a clip like that without getting my channel completely tore off in YouTube. Because that move was the move of the game for me. It came out from the back, nice and fluid, some one-touch
Fred,
stuff.
Pogba, Luke Shaw.
Comes out to Pogba, who puts on an unbelievable ball, and then talk about Lukaku's first touch on the back of that. Then he plays the low in, and you're like, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then I thought Marcus stood still, and he probably could have gone to that. Yeah. If he goes
he
to
made
that
the right
swings.
Move by pulling off the defender, but then the pass was a bit slow, might have had a bit more pace on it, and Marcus should have anticipated it and gone on to it. But that happened.
Move of the day. Move of the day. It was absolutely.
At least we got that going
football.
For us in our team now.
And someone's saying we're getting on Rashford now. Jesus Christ, can't win, can you? And Lukaku missed. Yeah, Lukaku had some opportunities. Leno pulling out some heroics from him as well. You got to hand it to him when he's doing that.
Yeah.
That was a bit like when we beat them.
Dave,
and Dave did the same thing. It was very similar to that. There's going to be loads of trolls in the comments. Don't feed them. They're all idiots. I was going to talk about Lukaku actually. So let's have a look at his involvement today. So X's mean where it was an unsuccessful action, and as you would imagine, quite a lot of unsuccessful actions. But look at the places they were. There was quite often when he was trying to make something happen, either with link-up play or with something else coming off.
Yeah.
Those on the right-hand side where he's lost it there. That was where we was trying to, again, like Solskjaer has already identified, play up to him for him to hold up. That's where it didn't quite come off.
Yeah.
I thought a very good performance from him today. And on the back of scoring 6 in 3,
he missed that goal, didn't he, today?
He could have easily put it. He could have easily upped that tally even more. So not going to dig him out. I thought he was making the right moves. I thought he was getting into the right areas.
He looks a lot more comfortable on that.
Yeah,
I think that Palace game was huge.
Yeah.
I can almost sense after that he was going to step up, and it's good to have that headache.
I think the two striker system is really key to this.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's just where you use it and the way you use it, so you can play either with the 10 behind them, which was sort of what we were doing before, but then you can either play with obviously two wingers, one coming on the inside, which was Andreas and Pogba, sort of doing that different role in different games, and then the low wide.
Let's have a look at Paul Pogba's involvement today, because something I think is very interesting there. No successful touches in the box. I think there's actually one just behind the C that we can't.
You were saying earlier about how Pogba was getting a lot more touches under Ollie, and it was rare that
in the box.
Yeah, in the box exactly. And today, that did surprise me.
There's almost like a line on the outside of the box, you can see like them dots just sort of making a bit of a barrier that he didn't get into. He had a decent game, but if he has a better game, and I'm talking by a couple of percent, United probably put more of these chances away. I think him not getting into, and I can't work out why he didn't get into the box.
I think it's we sort of stuck with that system because we were creating the chances. And at half time, I did say I think we should have gone to a more 4-2-3-1. Keep the low on the right. You're not losing anything with that. You're just going to get more width. Put Pogba in the 10, then have Marcus out wide. Because
well,
I understand
I don't think
the two strikers was good.
It's one of my favourite things at the minute.
I think we were getting bullied too much in midfield, and I think at times you've got to react properly to
it. You can't play a one striker against a back three.
Yeah.
You can't, because they're just going to, one of them's just going to come out and pick him up, and the other two are going to look for everything else that's coming through. It's too easy. You've got to try and play at least a two against them, because when you play a two against them,
we don't play it properly though at the same time. I think towards the end of that game, to change it, I think the change is wrong. Going, with Lukaku, Greenwood, Martial, Marcus, they're all going to try and hold the same positions. Greenwood was coming to the ball and actually was getting involved in the play when he come on, but no one else was doing that. Tony should have come on a bit deeper at times. He was waist over the ball, and it just wasn't our day.
One player that I thought split the opinion today a little bit was Fred, and I thought he was at times phenomenal, yeah. And at times
winning the ball
looked like Cleberson.
Distribution great.
Yeah, there was. I think it was, I'd say overall probably a 7 out of 10 performance, but there was things stopping it being an 8 or a 9 out of 10 where you just go, I don't get what you're doing there. But there was a lot of times where he turned a corner on the ball, yeah, and just sent the defenders, yeah, out of there. I think a little bit more distribution from him, mm-hmm, and I think
he was quicker on the ball today compared to what he's been.
I think it was a good performance.
And I think if you look Southampton away, when he's had to step up under Ollie, Southampton away, was the other one, PSG, and today, a lot of changes in terms of his play, a lot quicker, picking up in better positions. In those games that he played before under Ali, Reading and Palace,
but look, I didn't really enjoy the positive involvements there, yeah, absolutely completely outweigh the
aside.
Negative ones, yeah, and the negative ones are yeah, mostly where you want to see it in the final third, where you're trying to make things happen.
Would it be a shout to have Ander come in and Fred and Pogba? Do you think that doesn't work? Or do you think we need Matic?
Now, there's a lot of people in the comments here saying about, was it right bringing Matic in? And I think there's probably going to be overreactions to that, because I would have brought Matic in my preview. I did bring,
yeah,
Matic in.
But the way the game had gone out.
But he didn't look great today. There was times
off the pace.
There was times he looked off the pace, but there, yeah, was also times that he did quite intelligent things with the ball. And I think he's probably one of them players where, because he doesn't do the flashier things,
you don't notice it. I think in the first half, though, he was generally out the game. Like, I felt like that challenge that he could see, flashes of almost him under
Jose. Arguably,
he
should have got closer to Xhaka for his shot as well, yeah, for starters.
The second half, he was a lot better, actually. He was a lot better on the ball, covered really well and defended well. The first half, I felt he was chucked in into the game and he didn't know what he was doing.
We also had a bit of a stat pack made up for Mason Greenwood, because we're going to, yeah, take a positive out of this game. He didn't look like the most inexperienced striker on the pitch today.
He wanted the ball.
20 minutes was it, maybe, or something like that he did? Was it that long? Or 10 minutes? Whatever he did.
I think it was 10 hours.
I think the fact that he came on and he was very bright. The X, I think, right in the centre there was probably where he dribbled too long with it. And he probably should have looked to distribute it a little bit there. But I thought
the other one
looked great.
Right.
Very bright. Enjoyed it.
I think it's good that he's come on and he wanted the ball. He didn't shy away from it. It happens a lot of time with younger players when they don't want it on the pitch, and I think he really wanted to get on the ball and make things happen, so you can't really complain with that.
No, I wonder if he's playing himself into contention to be at least on a bench regularly, because, yeah, I still don't think he's done anything in the first team at least worthy of a start just yet,
yeah,
but I think this 10 minutes against Paris or whatever it was, well, it ended up being more than that, didn't it, with the injury time, 10 minutes or so today, I'm fairly happy with that,
yeah.
What else did we have? We had frequent passes, didn't we? Let's, yeah, have a look at the frequent passes, because all the time when it's not gone to plan, we haven't, yeah, been able to get it into our forwards in the final third. And if you look at that there's a bit of a link up between Ashley Young, Fred and Pogba, yeah, and Shaw. So that's basically a midfield almost coming through because of the way how high up your fullbacks, yeah, play. But it's not getting into Lukaku and it's not getting into Marcus. And I think that was the major issue. But such is life. Uh-huh. That is what it is. Do you guys want to get your questions in? I'm going to go over to the Patreon group. I was meant to be giving a shirt away today, but do you know what? I forgot to prepare the screen and say who's won it, and that was from the Wednesday game. So what we'll do is I'll give it away in the preview for the Wolves game this week is what I will do. I'm going to come to Patreon for the questions and see what everybody's saying. Loads of new members in Patreon this week, and they know a little bit of info. Last week we found about players going on, basically Brandon Williams' involvement in the first team was broke on there before anywhere else. Also, the formation we was about to be playing was in there, and at the moment there's a little bit of transfer news on there as well. There's a deal which I'm being told is almost done, whatever that means. And there's a player where he plays is telling him not to join. So there's a little bit of a drama about a transfer. If you want to know who that is, then come and join the Patreon group. Link is in the description below. Well, let's see what everybody is saying in the old questions. Oh my god, there's fucking over 50 in here. This is going to be carnage. Do we give Greenwood a start and allow Beans a rest, says Ryan? Oh, I think you just put Marshall in.
Yeah, just put Marshall.
Yeah, just put Marshall in, I think, to be honest. Yeah. It's too early for Mason. I think just keep bringing him on as the option.
Jesse will be on the bench next week as well.
And look at the difference that was made without Jesse today.
Yeah. He'll be back.
Jado says, with the level of fluidity and comfort Mason showed finding space in his cameo, do you think you can crack on and claim a regular spot in match day squads? Yes, in the squads, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think he's done anything to take anybody's place just yet, but I think he's doing enough to be in the squads. Who did we miss today? Lingard. I felt we were good enough in attack, although I don't know where Lingard plays in the system.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him where Delor plays. Maybe we play a different one, and that's where
Pogba moves to Fred's role, and he plays.
So midfield three, four, and more of the diamond one, a bit like we played last time. Maybe that works.
Will says, "What do you think went wrong? Just one of those days." Yeah, I think it was just one of those days. A bit like, you know, when we beat Arsenal and De Gea had heroics. They should have won that game, and arguably it was the other way around today.
That's football.
Stu says, brace for impact, negative surging coming from fans. Yeah, seriously, a bad day at the office, no need to panic. Ollie and the guys have this. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot to learn from this game, hopefully, and I think that's going to be how it goes down. Rashford needs a rest, he looks mentally exhausted. He's got a week off now, with no travel, so let's hope that he gets it this week. Alex says, third to sixth prediction, still fancying United for third. Yeah, I mean, considering that we've made up 10 points on Spurs, and it would have been 13 with a win today.
Yeah.
We only got to make three up on them.
I think we can still make. I think we're still making.
And Arsenal, oh my god, Arsenal are going to absolutely fucking toss it up somewhere.
They've actually got easy games, but
that's where they fucked it up in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we think of Fred's performance? Yeah, I thought it was decent. Should I get a 54 Greenwood top, says Josh.
Wait for him to get the 7 when Alexis has gone next season.
I'm gonna. So yeah, I'm gonna get one for the office. Brian says, felt this was Marcus's worst showing under Ole. I mean, considering the standard's been so high, I think that's probably right. Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Poor decision making and lingered on the ball too long a few times. Also, I think this match showed by his absence how important Ander is to our midfield.
Definitely.
The midfield I picked I went with a diamond with Pogba at the tip of it, with Fred, Ander, and Matic in there, because I thought, I wanted to pack it, and ultimately that's where we ended up losing it a little bit, wasn't it? But I also wanted the steal of Ander in there, because I think Ander can really get under the skin of that Arsenal team.
Keep it ticking over quick in there as well.
MB said, did Arsenal's Europa League loss motivate them where our win versus PSG fatigued us mentally? No, because I still thought we were a better team. I think if we'd have scored that early goal, that one that where Lukaku goes through early doors, and it's exactly the same virtually as what's happened in Paris, oh shit, here we go. And I think that Arsenal probably would have felt the same thing, like, oh shit, here we go. And United probably go and steamroll them from that point.
Yeah.
But that's the fine margins the game swings on, isn't it?
Yeah.
PJ says, Fred was up and down, equally good and equally bad. Lukaku's miss was the worst moment of the match, probably the turning point of the match.
Yeah.
Jack says, thoughts on Fred, just covered that. Biggest takeaway from the game, take our chances, I think. Dan says, why's everyone losing their shit? Have they forgot Ollie is mint?
Yeah.
It's because, exactly why I called it, because there's going to be overreaction.
Yeah.
The overreactions are going to be from the Arsenal social media crew, whether that's the actual official account by the looks of things, or the donkeys that you know that are always in the mix anyway, because that's what they love to do, overreact to every single thing. And they'll think beating United is worthy of an open-top bus parade, because they don't do it often, do they? With Matic looking off the pace, did we rushing back? Could Scott get more games because of it? Maybe, but I think there's a lot of stuff that Matic does with experience that I think that you can't discount. I think he's been fantastic under Ollie, but he did look off the pace today.
Yeah.
Dutch says, as great as Ollie's been, he got it wrong today. Jesse was really missed. Well, Jesse's injured. I don't think that is something that you can do much about, to be honest. Yeah. Also, do you think that playing Lukaku up top is affecting Rashford's productivity? I don't think it is. I think they play quite well together. I disagree with that. And it seems like you're going back to a 4-3-3 with Marshall and Lingard. I don't think 4-3-3 is the answer to get the. I don't think you can get Lingard in there. I think if you're going to do that, there's other formations to play, and probably the 4-4-2 diamond might be the one.
Yeah.
Hugo says, it seems to me we were unlucky and Arsenal were lucky. If Lacazette finishes chances, we win. Just a bump in the road. Ollie's still at the wheel.
Yep.
How bad do I think Rashford's knock is? Hasn't looked on it for a couple of games. Would I start him at 10? I'd arrested him today.
Would have actually, if it's that bad, or I might even take him out of the team for Watford, because you've got that many options forward. We are lacking in midfield in terms of injuries.
But I also understood the rationale behind playing him today. Play him up front, play him down the middle, because he hasn't had that, considering his age and everything like that, he's played most of his time on the left. Mm-hmm. So he's still learning his trade down the middle.
Yeah, true.
And I thought, yeah, do you know what? I thought about resting him, and then as today sort of transpired, I was like, I think he's going to play, and here's why I think he'll probably play. And I sort of agreed with my own rationale. I agreed with myself. I know that sounds ridiculous. Yeah, it made sense why he played and why he's continued to be played, because he is still learning his trade. Mm. And he is still learning it under Ollie as well. Yeah. You think how many games he's played consecutively as a striker? It's not a lot. So, yeah. Ash says, poor day, no one played that well. My question is, what should Ollie's statue be made of? Gold, silver or platinum? Let's see how much he wins. My thoughts on Fred, he did well versus PSG, but today, even if you look at the weird pen, I still think he is a weak link. I didn't think he was a massively weak link today, to be honest with you.
I thought he was one of the only alive ones in midfield. One of the only ones up for it.
Hmm. Liam says, really unlucky today with decisions given against us and the chances we couldn't take, but no overreaction needed. Personally, wouldn't have taken Scott out of the team, which I never thought I'd say. What did I make of Mason? Look sharp. No shocks, because watching him in the academy, you know that he's not going to be fazed by anything that comes his way. Uh-huh. I just want to see him just introduced a little bit more. It's inevitable he's going to score a goal. I just can't wait to see who it's against and what happens then, because once he realises this is probably not that much different from what he's been doing all his life, it could go nuts. Could we realistically not make top four? If Chelsea win their game in hand, we go sixth. Don't get me wrong, I'm positive and supporting Ollie, but I can't bear the thought of being in Europa next season. I don't think it's a massive issue. I still think we'd finish third, to be honest with you. Connor says, was it too early to reintroduce Matic? I know a lot of people are saying that. He did look a little bit off the pace, but he did warm into it.
I would have kept Scott and Fred in there just because they worked the defensive areas really well last time.
Different game if Rom scores the early chance. 4% conversion rate against the top six. Should be benched against City, even if he continues this recent good form. I only ever see that for the likes of Lukaku. I'd like to actually go and look in the what the difference between, I mean, what's Salah's likely to be? And no one says drop in for United, did it?
Yeah.
I would actually like to see what every main striker goes down to in those bigger games, because obviously you're not going to score as much because they're better teams that you're playing against. But I do think it'd be very interesting to see what the drop off is in like a top six match. I think Lukaku's is probably particularly a big one, but I would like to see. How could we possibly play a game like that off after Paris? Not one player was up for it. I don't know if I agree with that, mate, to be honest. I think we just got... I think Arsenal got wound up and they started better than us. It happens. Does Mason start against Wolves? No, I don't think so, mate. That would be getting excited. But I do think he's worming his way into being a regular guy off the bench. King Nathan, not having any of that, Fred played well today. He was extremely wasteful with the ball and the majority of his turnovers were caused by him. Do I think that Young and De Gea need to take a long, hard look at themselves? Heads were still in Paris. That's interesting. Not really thought about that. Mm. I mean, De Gea got done by the flight of the ball. I don't know what that was. I mean, that's just one of those things, isn't it? I think
the Young thing as well. I'm not a Young fan at all, but I thought he wasn't the worst of the bunch today. He actually defended pretty well.
Do I think Pereira could have made an impact in this game, particularly in the second half? The subs were twisting, weren't they? We were twisting and trying to get players forward, but you still have to have a player that finds them. And it didn't look like Pogba was being that guy.
I was saying, who's the guy that can come off the bench? I completely forgot Andreas could have been the guy, and you pushed the right guy in forward, which is Pogba.
Do you think the substitutions were made too late? You said that during the game, didn't you?
Yeah, way too late, and the wrong ones as well.
Will says, Mason Greenwood, who's writing his chant? Why has Jesse still not got a chant?
Yeah.
Josh says, how good is Shaw? Seriously, he'd have to be top three in the league, just putting in performance after performance. He was good today.
He was good today, yeah. One of his tackles for
DeLoe, I thought Jack says, I thought DeLoe played excellent as a right winger. If somebody was brought in the summer, do you see DeLoe being converted to a winger? I'm not sure I do see him being converted to a winger.
I think he's going
to
be a shuffle guy. I think
we'll what? His conversion's still lower than Young's.
Yeah.
And, you know, for
Look where he's putting the ball. It's, you just got to watch
out. They are better crosses.
Eyes.
That's the one. They are better crosses. But we've been so starved of decent service that we're looking at DeLoe and thinking it's the reincarnation of David Beckham.
No, I don't think that's happening with that. The thing is, though, when you watch what Trent does for Liverpool, like, that's what you're looking for, sort of, like, down the right. Walker's probably not got that outlet at City, but I think generally DeLoe, once he beats his man, he's actually looking to put the ball in the right area. But because he's putting it in the dangerous areas, that it's one touch away from either hitting the back of the net or them clearing it, it's a higher chance, I think, of that happening. Sorry. So I think I'd keep him as a shuffle guy in the team, put him as a left back if Shaw's out or not in form. Hopefully you get someone like Wan-Bissaka or a new fullback in, and then you've got wingers. You can play anywhere.
Matt says we were due one of those days, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we rolled our luck massively on Wednesday night. Maybe it was. Chris says, with that poor result today and a very difficult run in our top four, hopes looking bleak. No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Jabir says Mayo over Matic looked leggy and didn't make up the ground versus opponents. Seen a lot getting on Ram's back, but for me they were good saves. Yeah, I agree. I thought they was good saves, and I thought he's looked better than what he looked 2-3 months ago, without a shadow of a doubt. He wouldn't have been in them positions a couple of months ago.
He was shying away from the ball too much before. He was actually on it recently.
JL going full conspiracy theory. This one says we need some bad results so that the board can't just appoint Ollie and be done with it. They need to see that we need to reinforce the squad heavily to compete. Yeah, I think so.
That's the only reason we gave them the win, basically.
Lewis says quite a few dickhead opponent fans are trying to quickly forget all the other games we've played in the last 2 months. Of course they are.
Maybe don't forget Paris, because none of your teams are doing it.
I know you want to drop Young, but does today's performance justify Ollie doing so? Thought he made some really poor decisions that left us wide open at the back, and with Luke's defensive abilities we can afford to have DeLoe bombing up the wing. For me, DeLoe starts over him at the moment, and I don't understand a damn thing that he's doing to not put him in that place. How is John Moss a ref? I know how anyone wants to be a ref in the first place. You just think you've just got no fucking
You're weird, don't it? If you want to be a ref.
Loki says, would you agree there's a general lethargy around the team today, both physical and mental? Seemed like there was little movement and everyone needed extra touches. No, because like I said, go and think back to that one passage of play today, which might be the best passage of play on par probably with Tony Marshall's goal against Cardiff. I thought at times we looked fantastic. We just come up against an Arsenal
team. I think it's a moment like that hits the back of the net, then you change what you might be saying as a fan.
Ryan's saying, does this result bring us back down to earth a little bit? Well, yeah, of course it does, a little bit. But I don't think
football.
I don't think,
we're still on top. We're still doing well.
No, I've seen York City beat Sir Alex Ferguson, so it happens. Lewis says, we got the benefit of the doubt midweek. They got the benefit of the doubt today. Referees are beyond our control and we can't do nothing about it. Ultimately, yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we have VAR today? Because I don't think VAR gives that penalty.
I don't think so either, no.
Why doesn't Ollie take Young off and leave DeLoe on? I did think that might have been a turning point today. Jabir, why do you think there was a lack of a link between midfield and the front two? I don't know, but you're right that
they got overrun in midfield.
Yeah, you're right that they
was.
K-Town says, such a close game. Lukaku scores at the start. Yep. One massive positive is Greenwood getting more time. He looked great on the ball. Do I see him staying around the matchday squad? Yeah, off the bench, banging.
Yep.
Lewis, Lindelof showed more composure versus PSG than he did today, which is strange. Why do you think he's so shaky? It's just it's a straightforward voice is going.
Yeah.
When it comes down the pipe to him, and when the ball's bouncing and in the air, it's just not his game.
Yeah.
When you put the ball into a channel, which is what PSG do, he's very, very good at reading that, and I can't explain it. He has improved massively compared to what he came with, but that still is the weakness that I think the guy has. We've got a super chat there from Alejandro. He says, Fred frustrates me. Hopefully he finds some consistency. I'd rather see Pereira making those mistakes. Love the channel. Thank you, brother.
Cheers.
I thought he was decent today. I know what you're saying. There was
I think
time
we still got to give him time to find his feet. We had this with Lindelof as well, but I think the last two games, especially against Paris, that second half really showed that he has got something. He's winning the ball, he's reading the game better. I think he just needs to find his feet and understand where to distribute the ball and where to pick it up.
Yeah. Oh, just lost the screens. All in all, one of those days. Not going to get too giddy about it one way or another. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's Arsenal and they'll overreact to anything because they're fucking idiots.
They barely get away with it.
Yeah. No, they haven't won the league in so long that it's actually sent them mental. But thank you guys for joining us. If you want one of the Ollie t-shirts, there is literally a handful left. I'll make sure the link is in the description later. If it is in like the little thing underneath the video, if you scroll up, you'll find it. There is only a couple left in each of the different colours. So if you want one of those, go and check it out. Or you'll find the link on my Instagram and Twitter. Check out Patreon if you want some of the inside info of what's going on. And I will see y'all in the next one. We've got a couple of really interesting videos coming out this week. One being about the Curse of the Number 7 shirt. Should decide on how I finish that yet, whether we go full balls deep for Amarin Michael Owen or not.
Oh, please do. Did you see his reaction?
And there's another couple of things coming out this week. But thank you guys for following. Make sure to like the video, subscribe if you're new, go check Abdul out on Twitter, and we'll see you in the next one. Laters.